This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Coronavirus deaths are up to, what, 10 in America? Thank God Donald Trump stopped those, closed the border, stopped the flights from coming in from China. That xenophobe. Stock market makes the biggest one-day gain in history, over almost 1,300 points. There was Democrats hoping that the bottom would drop out of the market, but it didn't happen. What else happened? Chuck Schumer threatens Justices Kavanaugh and Roberts, and Justice Roberts rebukes him. There will be a price to pay for you voting to save lives of children, for voting pro-life. Schumer, I would not take any threat of a Democrat lightly. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. Kevin, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Elections have consequences. Your voting for Trump paid off like a lottery win. You now have two Supreme Court justices who are staunchly conservative, appointed by Trump. You will get a third. Don't worry about it. You're going to get Ginsburg. Don't sweat it. Anyway, I'm glad that we are where we are. We are finally driving the agenda as it relates to politics. This hasn't happened in a long time. I sat with some very interesting people, people that are in the know, people that are movers and shakers in politics. And I've met with these folks, and I'm telling you, they are rocked in a good way. They are rocked at what Donald Trump does. They don't understand him. They don't get it. They are in the elite ivory tower. They're not bad people. They just don't get it. They're too far removed from it, and you help them. I sat with them, and they're looking at things going, you know, I hadn't thought about it this way. And you and I, the decisions we're making at ground level are waking them up to the realities of things. Anyway, the Democrats weeded out a lot of their imbeciles, candidates who never should have been candidates. And for the record, the Democrats don't have any good candidates. They weeded them out. They're down to two, which is really one. They're down to one candidate. Super Tuesday stopped the momentum of Bernie Sanders in a strange kind of way. It did and it didn't. I talked about it in the first hour. It did and it didn't. The question is, what happened to Bernie Sanders between then and now? Bernie was riding high, coming off Nevada. He was talking like a front runner, acting like a front runner. And I warned everybody. I said, Bernie Sanders isn't there yet. And then what happened? Super Tuesday came, and Joe Biden jumped back into the mix. And to what degree, you know, you can debate it, you can compare it to last year when he ran against Hillary. I'm talking about Bernie Sanders, of course, when he ran against Hillary. And then, of course, Joe Biden, who's now in the driver's seat because he won more people than, you know, more states than Bernie. Now I think he's number one, right? He's got more delegates than Joe Biden. So he's in the drive. I mean, in Bernie Sanders. So he's in the driver's seat. 560 something of 500. He jumped Bernie. But is he really? That's the question I asked in the first hour ago. Has he really gotten there? Here's what I can tell you. It gave the Democrats a reason to finally now go get Bernie. Carville, all of these leftist Democrats, these establishment Democrats that don't want to see guys like Bernie make any headway, they're like, go Joe Biden. So you get Klobuchar jumping onto the Biden ticket. You get Buttigieg. Immediately these guys are jumping on. A Twitter hashtag was rigged, #rigged DNC. And here's what a guy tweeted. The DNC isn't rigging their primary for Joe Biden. They're rigging their primary for the woman they force as his running mate, who would then be propelled to the presidency after they leak that Biden is suffering from some type of dementia. What do you think? 844-551-8255. I'd be curious as to what your thoughts were on that theory. It certainly makes sense. It would certainly be a good reason why we learned that Hillary Clinton was so anti-Bernie at that time. Remember that? Yeah, down to two, which is really down to one. Person tweeted this: in the history of presidential politics, never have so many viable candidates dropped out within 24 hours to get behind the establishment candidate. The new Dem scandal. Why did this all happen so neatly and quickly? I agree. A lot of people would be asking that. And I was talking to a very powerful man in politics, and I said to him, hey, look, he said to me, I hope Bernie gets crushed. Biden crushes him. It would really, you know, we got to make sure that socialism and communism goes. And I said, no, you want Bernie to drag it out. By the time they crush Bernie, you want people to have invested in it. You want them to be, Bernie still got a shot. Yeah, he does. Oh, let's get him some superdelegates. And then, you know, the rug just gets ripped out from under him. That's what it's going to take. That's what it's going to take to get those people not to vote for the person. There are already people saying, look, I'm not voting for the Democrat who wins if it's not Bernie Sanders. People are talking about in the Democratic Party, they're going to be burning things down if Bernie doesn't win. You know what I say? Let it burn. Let them do it. That would be so good to hear. So good to watch. So good to see. I heard this. I'm not sure. We'll talk about these numbers down in a bit. But more people in Alabama voted for President Trump than all the Democrat presidential nominees. About 1 million have voted for him in Texas. The Democrats are in trouble. Bring it. That was another tweet. I'm giving you these tweets because, you know, you can only keep up with so much information and figure out so much information. And this is what people are saying. You know, you have to find this out for yourself. I didn't verify any of this. Here's one that I know is true. It was by Tim Pool. His Twitter thing is at TimCast. He says, I'd like to thank Bloomberg for dumping insane cash into the race, driving ad rates up, only to get crushed by 78-year-old socialist who just had a heart attack and a 77-year-old who mutters and mumbles, incoherently confused about where he is. That one I know is true. $700 million, it said, that Bloomberg spent. Bloomberg quit. Here's what I said about that. Who knew he had so little resolve? Could he have changed this thing by putting two or three more billion into it? I don't know. But who knew that Bloomberg had that little resolve? Now, add up Bloomberg and Steyer, the two richest men, two of the richest men on the planet. We were told you can buy elections. What happened?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
But I also think it's interesting that Bloomberg is out. You know, we had years where people were saying a couple hundred thousand dollars in barely literate Facebook ads from Russians caused Donald Trump to win. Here you had a guy spend nearly $1 billion and he went nowhere. It's a humiliating defeat for Michael Bloomberg.
But just rewind a second. That is a great point. So Russia influenced the election with $200,000, $300,000 in Facebook ads.
Is that?
And Mike Bloomberg couldn't get more than 50 delegates with $600 million.
And that hurts Bernie Sanders' message too, because he likes to say the billionaires control everything. Well, here clearly, Bloomberg having all this money didn't do as much for him as Biden having the media and the establishment behind him did.
That was Molly Hemingway on Fox News, and she's exactly right. Media and establishment is where the money is. Why do you think Donald Trump is his own media juggernaut? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. My question to you is, where's the Democratic Party? They claim that Russian influence of $200,000 is what swung the election, yet two billionaires who spent almost $1 billion couldn't win, couldn't get in. We were told we need a campaign finance reform because the millionaires and the billionaires, the billionaires are the ones now who are doing this. Done. Billionaires, two of the richest men in the world, could not move the needle. The establishment is more powerful. Then you wonder why people would rather be in politics than be millionaires and billionaires, because it's more powerful. You have the bully pulpit. I was with a very powerful guy this week, and you know what he would do? He was name-dropping politicians. He wasn't talking to me about music stars and entertainers. He was name-dropping how close, how far up the ladder that he could easily get. And I got, he wasn't doing it, you know, in like a bragging way. He was just saying, yeah, you know, Kevin McCarthy, blah, 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 and the president, and, you know, I was hanging out with so-and-so. Matter of fact. Anyway, Democrats in big trouble. Let me give you some numbers. They said Bernie Sanders captured, California with its massive number of delegates, and it may help to mitigate his smaller state losses in the delegate count column. Based on the ideologically similar candidate pairs' performances, centrist Biden and Bloomberg and leftist Sanders and Warren's, the results suggest the appeal of leftist politics has not grown among Democrat primary states voters. The centrist duo on Clinton's vote share numbers in Colorado, Maine, Minnesota, Oklahoma, and Vermont. Now, I'm not sure what they're saying there. I guess they're saying that the results suggest that the appeal of leftist politics hasn't grown among those states. Oh, the centrist duo improved on Clinton's vote share numbers. That's what I read. Sorry about that. Here's the next part. While few states saw a significant increase in support for the left-wing candidates, the two that did were California and Texas, and have a substantial number of delegates. I would say to Texas, if you have the wackos that are starting to support Bernie Sanders, you better really be watching your politics. Then they went on to talk about looking ahead. Then this is the part that I really made note of. The next 2 weeks will greatly clarify the Democrats' primary race. On March 10th, six states vote, including Washington, which went strongly for Sanders in 2016, and Michigan, which went marginally for Sanders. The following week, four large states, including the presidential swing states of Ohio and Florida, as well as Illinois and Arizona, vote, and all of these states went for the more moderate Clinton in 2016. So what they're saying is Sanders could make a swing and do very well in Washington and hold his own in Michigan and sort of move the momentum back, but then Biden would probably come back and after that. So on the 10th, we're going to get a chance to see just how well Joe Biden does, because if Joe Biden can do well in Washington and carry Michigan, which I would expect him to be able to carry Michigan, then we'll see what happens. So, going to be an interesting race. And here's what makes it more fun to watch. Biden has dementia. That's the thing that is the, if Joe Biden were of sound mind and body, he might be okay. He might be okay. But Joe Biden has dementia. But see, he's vulnerable. The real question is, will Sanders go after him? And let me give you an idea of his vulnerability by just playing a clip of Biden when he ran for president back in the day, and how the media made him, you know, earn everything he got, and they fact checked him and whatever, because Biden recently said that he had did something, you know, got arrested in South Africa with Mandela, and then came back later and went, no, it didn't really happen. And remember when he talked about he was shot at in helicopters, he was another one of these Hillary Clinton type deals, and everybody came back and went, that didn't really happen. But here's a, I think it was NBC Sam Donaldson talking about Biden and his lying.
The new questions stem from taped remarks of Biden during an April campaign appearance in New Hampshire.
I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class that have a full academic scholarship. Went back to law school and, in fact, ended up in the top half of my class. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and 165 credits, only needed 123 credits.
Biden now concedes he did not graduate in the top half of his his law school class, that he does not have 3 degrees from college, and that he was not named outstanding political science student in college.
Newsweek says Biden actually went to school on a half scholarship, ended up near the bottom of his class, and won only 1 degree, not 3.
Joe Biden ranked 76th in a class of 85 at the University of Syracuse Law School. I mean, this guy comes off this whole thing as a flyweight.
Essentially, nothing Biden said was true. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. Nothing this man said was true. Nothing. Top of his class, he wasn't. He was in the bottom of his class. 3 degrees? Didn't have 3 degrees. Not named outstanding political science school student. All of it. Lies. And this is the guy, believe me, this is the guy that Democrats really don't want as president, but have had to settle for. It's what I talked about earlier. You have to settle for this guy. I mean, if you were a Democrat, and knowing what you know about Biden, look, they're going to put whatever spin they want on it, and you had to face Donald Trump and his record, and you know how he debates and how he fights and what he's going to bring up. Man, look, I have zero sympathy for him. I say drag him out and quarter him right in front of him. Fillet him for all the world to see. If the Democrats are that stupid to put this guy up, I made this comment about Hillary Clinton. I said, Democrats, you have much better candidates. I don't know who they are, and they all stink. Let's just face it, they stink on ice. But you have better candidates than Hillary Clinton. And you know what they did? They force-fed us Hillary Clinton. People were, oh, Bernie Sanders could beat him, but he didn't get his shot. Bernie's not going to get his shot again because they would rather have a liar, an establishment liar, than somebody have a legitimate shot at getting beat.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is dropping out of the Democratic primary. Speaking outside her home in Massachusetts, she says,
I will not be running
for president in 2020, but I guarantee I will stay in the fight for the hardworking folks across this country who have gotten the short end of the stick over and over. That's been the fight of my life, and it will continue to be so.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States has offered humanitarian assistance and medical supplies to those countries in need due to the growing coronavirus threat.
We're working with Italy and South Korea, two countries that have been hit especially hard, to create effective exit screenings for passengers coming to the United States. We've also extended offers to help the Islamic Republic of Iran, and we hope that the government of Iran will heed our offers of humanitarian assistance and medical supplies.
USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams, but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Me Too movement, folks, it's made it very clear there no men are meant to survive the Me Too movement, the disease of it. No men are immune to this. I'm talking about even leftist men. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. Matt Lauer, move over. Soon the former, what was he, Good Morning America, whatever, Wake Up NBC, I don't know what he hosted, but whatever he hosted, he's going to be joined by the venerable Chris Matthews. Who cares, folks, that Chris Matthews spent decades fighting for the nonsensical left, fighting for their ideas, fighting for their insanity. Chris Matthews' time is up. Surely there's a capable, or not capable, woman to take his place. Particularly in light of these heinous accusations that have been made against him. Have you guys heard about this? Here's what the Washington Times explained about Chris Matthews, who may have flirted with a guest. Matthews, who normally is on air to conduct political analysis during election contests, was noticeably absent from the lineup Saturday night for the South Carolina primary, which featured other MSNBC fixtures such as Rachel Maddow, Brian Williams, and Nicole Wallace. On Friday, GQ columnist and former network guest Laura Bassett accused him of inappropriately flirting with her 4 years ago when she was a guest on the show. I want to stop there for just a second and let you understand that Chris Matthews' crime against the Me Too movement was inappropriate flirting. And here's what she said. In 2016, right before I had to go on his show and talk about sexual assault allegations against Donald Trump, Matthews looked over at me in the makeup chair next to him and said, "Why haven't I fallen in love with you yet?" Bassett wrote in an opinion piece. When I laughed nervously and said nothing, he followed up to the makeup artist, "Keep putting makeup on her and I'll fall in love with her." The thing that can bring down a man's career, folks, is inappropriate flirting. That is enough for Chris Matthews. Look, you guys know, I don't give a crap about Chris Matthews. Inappropriate flirting versus what? Appropriate flirting? A bit subjective, don't you think? Hey, ladies, help me out here. I'm just asking. Inappropriate versus appropriate? Again, inappropriate flirting. Let me give you inappropriate flirting. A widow at her funeral, at the funeral of her husband, and you go up and go, hey, sexy, what's up? Looks like you're going to be needing a date. That's inappropriate flirting. But it isn't because of what you say. I mean, even though that was a bit crass, it was meant to be funny and rather, you know, thought-provoking. But it's the situation that made it inappropriate. If you wanted to, and for the record, inappropriate in the sense that would you ask a widow on the date of her husband's, you know, burial for a date? Yeah, it would be inappropriate. It wouldn't necessarily be something that should end your career. It should be something that would make you go, you might want to check your timing on things, bro. But should it end your career? The answer is, of course not. There's appropriate flirting. For example, you're at a bar. I'm at a bar. You're dressed in your hottest stuff to attract men to you. And I come over and go, boy, do you look great in that dress. You know? Whatever, I don't know, come up with your pickup line. You'd look even better out of it. I don't know, but that would be appropriate flirting because you're in an environment where people are trying to meet other people and see, you know, it would be a singles bar in case the lefties missed what I was trying to say there. I get it. There are places where it's appropriate. There are places where it's inappropriate. There are situations where it's inappropriate. Maybe you're attracted to somebody else, but you're married, and you flirt anyway. That would be inappropriate, but if the person liked you, they may not see it that way. If they don't like you, they're like, you lecher son of a gun, you! How dare you! Don't tell me it hasn't happened. Oh, I know. People don't fool around. People don't, you know, inappropriate. Let me tell you something. Inappropriate flirting makes the world go round. It happens all the time. And it isn't about, oh, this is offensive or whatever. I don't know what Chris Matthews is. He married, is he not married, whatever. The inappropriate part, if she wanted to say it, she's not the victim. If he's married, the inappropriate part would be against his wife, not against her. She should take it as a compliment. But it's going to bring down his career. Inappropriate flirting. If a woman likes you, flirting, by the way, is appropriate. If not, well, then it's inappropriate. Now, as you guys know, I've been fired by Fox News for what they deemed reprehensible behavior. A reprehensible tweet is what they're referring to, where I referred to lying skanks as lying skanks. I called Christine Blasey Ford and the other Kavanaugh accusers, what they are, lying skanks. The female management team of Fox News felt that I offended the sensibilities of lying skanks, apparently a chief demographic for the network, and I became a proud casualty of the Me Too movement. Now, my point to explaining my past is to help you understand that the Me Too movement isn't about representing their stellar women, but instead lying skanks. I don't care about Chris Matthews per se, other than the humanity of Chris Matthews, but I do care about men being under attack for doing essentially nothing. That bothers me. It bothers me as a man. It bothers me as a father of four sons. It bothers me as the uncle of nephews. It bothers me as the son of, well, deceased fathers and stepfathers and what have you. It bothers me for that. It bothers me for my male friends and their male children and grandchildren and everything else. Because men are a necessary part of this ecosystem. But Democrats won't allow it. The other night I attended a gala, sat by a supposed conservative woman, and we engaged in a conversation about President Trump, where she declared that she didn't like his statement about grabbing women by the... When I dared to comment, I was about to say something. She warned me that she didn't take kindly to men who talk badly about women. So I proceeded to talk badly about bad women. And I explained to her that Donald Trump was 100% correct. There are women who will do anything. Repeat, pay attention in class here. Repeat, there are women who will do anything to be in the presence of powerful and or rich men. And to ignore this fact is to be a lying skank regardless of gender. She didn't take too kindly to my words. She stopped talking to me, which I was fine because I was happy to stop talking to her. But let me tell you what I said to my buddy who was at the table with me. I said, I'm not going to let this leftist feminist think she can come into this environment of conservatives and say what she wants to say without being confronted. You're not going to try to tell me how to think about women. I know how I feel about women. I exalt women. Women are amazing. I've said it my entire life. Women or should be put on a pedestal. The right women, not these knucklehead leftist women. The right type of women should be put on pedestals. Anyway, society has names for these women that do exactly what Donald Trump said. They're called groupies. They're called trollops. And there are many other names. And this idea that they are off limits strikes me as odd, particularly given, first, the woman's movement, a movement that supposedly makes women equal to men, and two, the androgynous society leftists gleefully promote. Oh, there are no such things as genders, and we should all be just one big gender, and nobody should be concerned about gender. Okay, fine. So why do you have women's marches? If you're not concerned about gender, why do you have women's marches? Why are you telling me the separation between women and men in, we make 18 cents less per hour, blah, blah, blah. At what point do we as sentient Americans, yes, folks, very woke, decide that enough is enough? The war on men needs warriors. Because the way I see it, the war on men is a one-sided war, and it is a war against us. And I have vowed to fight these feminists until my second to last dying breath, because I'm going to use my last dying breath to ask my heavenly Father for forgiveness. I don't know if anybody's going to catch that, what I just said, but God is a man. Oh, man. Easy to trigger some leftists out there. So back to Chris Matthews. Flirts with a woman. And they want, oh, look at this Chris Matthews. He flirted with me. I was about to go on TV and he complimented my beauty. Wow, that's the thing. Look, when I saw this story, I thought, Chris Matthews, did he take her to the woodshed in the green room? Did he corner her and do something great? No, he was in a makeup chair with other witnesses and he made a comment about the woman's beauty. And that's all it takes.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin
and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Super Tuesday. How did the president do on Super Tuesday? Well, you know, it's easier for us on Super Tuesday because we don't have to fight. There's no Bill Weld is in it. He's got one delegate. Donald Trump's going to win it, right? We know this. Bill Weld's going to fight. He's the former Massachusetts governor. Go for it, Bill Weld. There's still an anti-Trump establishment out there that want to, you know, get their stuff in there. Fine, go for it, guys. We're not going to stop you. Here's something I was reading, though, that I think is going to give room for pause for the Democrats. By the way, you're listening to Kevin Jackson. It's a Kevin Jackson show. While few analysts think that the state is in play for 2020, what insights can the 2020 Super Tuesday results provide about the preferences of those living deep in Trump country. In the 2020 Tennessee Republican primary, Trump received 384,034 votes, 50,000 more votes than he received in the crowded and competitive 2016 primary field. So Donald Trump got 50,000 more votes without needing any votes. I mean, without needing very few votes to win. He got 50,000 more votes. That doesn't seem like a big deal, but it's a bigger deal than you think. They go on, they say, as a comparison, in 2004, the last primary featuring a sitting Republican president running for election, there were only 99,061 total votes cast in the Republican primary. Trump tripled, almost quadrupled, the total number of votes cast in 2004 when we had a sitting president. They said, this suggests that Trump's loyal and active voting base in the state has remained stable and even potentially grown since the last election. Let me tell you, folks listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, I've already made this prediction for you. Donald Trump is going to get 70 million votes in this election cycle. 70 million votes. They go on to say this. The state has long been known for its moderate politics, but despite the public critiques of the president and his administration from some of Tennessee's leading Republicans, folks, these are people that are anti-Trump. They do not like Donald Trump. He says, and his leading Republicans, former Governor Bill Haslam, former Senator Bob Corker, and retiring Senator Lamar Alexander, it appears that the current administration remains wildly popular among the state's conservative voters. Now, I want you to just bear with me for a second. What they're telling you is, despite the establishment political system being against Donald Trump, in an off year where he doesn't have to draw anybody out because he's the de facto guy in the primary, he brought 50,000 more votes than he did when he was running against other people. And in 2004, in a similar situation where the president was already an incumbent and only got 99,000 votes, Donald Trump brought in 384,000 against the establishment. George Bush was an establishment candidate. And he only brought 99,000 votes. And he went on to re-election. So, I just want you to, as you're considering these things, and maybe it gets a little, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm not sure what's going to happen. You got to think about this. Anyway, they went on to say this. Texas was the second biggest prize on Super Tuesday. Joe Biden won the state with 33.7% of the vote. However, the state's Latino vote went to Bernie Sanders. 45% for Sanders, 24% for Biden. While 44% of the Texas Democratic voters were all white, 31% are Latino. The split between Biden and Sanders was even greater among Latinos 18 to 29, who preferred Sanders over Biden 66% versus 10%, and who made up the larger share of voters than young white Texans, 8% versus 5%. Since Biden appeared to have won the state by fewer than 4 percentage points, higher participation from Latino youth could have changed the results. For you, now, here's my point to this. The Latino, and particularly the young Latino voters, supported Bernie Sanders over Biden. How do you think that's going to play in places like Arizona, in places like New Mexico? In places, that's why Bernie carried California. When Bernie is out, what do you think happens to that vote? People are concerned about the black vote. The concern that people should be having is about the Latino vote and the separation of these. It would be different. You know, there are certain groups that you could you know, siphon off, and they'll come back. If you said Bernie got more college-age white women than Biden did, those are the type of people that are elastic. They'll swing over that way and pop right back. These Latinos that they're talking about are not going to pop back. Let me move on, because I'm talking about comparisons. And I want you to have these numbers. It's boring shows to do numbers, but this is not going to be a boring segment. I promise you. because this is a head-to-head comparison of Donald Trump and giving you some idea about how people did first term, second term. So let's look at the numbers. Iowa. Obama got 25,000 people in Iowa. Donald Trump, as an incumbent, got 31,464. I think so. Forget the numbers like 25,000 versus 31,464. Donald Trump got 6,464 more people to vote for him in Iowa than incumbent Barack Obama did. And I want you to just think about whatever level of popularity that Barack Obama had. Now, here's one that's going to really blow your mind. Massachusetts, 128,000 for Obama. For Trump in Massachusetts, 230,000. We're talking almost double. Almost double in Massachusetts. New Hampshire, Obama, 49,000 roughly. Trump, 130,000. More than double. 49,000 to 130,000 in New Hampshire. You ready for these numbers? Oklahoma, Obama, 64,000. Trump, 274,000. Folks, we're talking about quadruple the number that Obama had in Oklahoma. Tennessee, Obama, I gave you the numbers earlier. Let's put that in comparison, because I compared it to Bush. Obama, 81,000. Trump, 384,000. Are you beginning to get the picture here? This is an incumbent president. He's not battling anybody, but the troops are coming out. They're coming out 2x, 3x, almost 4x. You want to hear Texas numbers? Texas, Obama got 518,000. Trump, 1.9 million. Almost four times what Obama did. Now, the Democrats are going to try to wow you with rallies. I saw somebody say Bernie Sanders had 30,000 people at a rally. Congratulations, Bernie. If he indeed had that, or whatever the 20,000, they said it was the largest rally, larger than even Trump's. If that's the case, congratulations to him. He's a loser. Bernie Sanders is a loser. And now, Bernie might be able to, if he can hang on and let Joe Biden say some crazy stuff or be as creepy as he's been in the past, maybe he'll survive it. Maybe he'll become the candidate. But as it stands right now, he's a loser. And if you believe in your heart of hearts that Bernie Sanders can go to anywhere in this country and draw 20,000 people, you're smoking crack. I don't know what they did to bring in whatever number of people. I don't believe the numbers, first of all. But let's say he did. Whatever they did, it is a one-trick pony thing. Bernie does not have that kind of appeal. And you're seeing it in his own numbers. I don't have to make these numbers up. Bernie is losing in states where he beat Clinton. He's losing against Biden, a 77-year-old guy suffering from dementia. A guy who can't remember his wife from his daughter. And you want to tell me Bernie shouldn't be able to beat him? Joe Biden may not even get through this thing because he might be under indictment for Ukraine. This is a guy that is vulnerable on so many things. And you know what the Democrats did when Joe Biden came into the race at 41% and dropped like a rock? They orchestrated so he could get right back to where he was. And then they removed all the competition because that's the only way Joe Biden can stay at the top is if you take away everything about him. That is the only way he can stay at the top. The Democrats know they got a rough way ahead. And it's going to be fun watching the next couple of big elections, the March 10th and whatever else is coming up. I'll leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.